I want to begin this evening by asking the question, have you ever been called crazy? Anybody ever looked at you like, is there something wrong with you? You're rather peculiar. I think that happened actually quite often with regard to the Apostle Paul and his life. I was thinking about that in light of something he said in 2 Corinthians. And a couple of things came to mind. One is the sermon that he preached in Athens, as he began to talk about this God. And then we're told at the conclusion of his lesson that when they heard the resurrection of the dead, some mocked. And others said, we'll hear you again on the matter. So some mocked him, some made fun of him as a result of his contention with regard to the resurrection of the dead. In Acts, the 26th chapter, you'll remember as the Apostle Paul made his defense before Agrippa and Festus, the governor of Judea, was present at that time. And in verse 24, we're told as he made his defense that Festus said with a loud voice, Paul, you are beside yourself. Much learning is driving you mad. So he again called him basically crazy. You're beside yourself with regard to these things that he was saying concerning the terror of the Lord, reasoning about judgment, talking about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And it would not surprise me if there were not others as he went on in his ministry that said something similar to that when they considered Paul. They considered his resolute and single-minded determination to preach the gospel no matter what. And the Apostle Paul actually makes an allusion in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 to what may have been said about him. He said, we do not commend ourselves. This is verse 12. We do not commend ourselves again to you, but give you an opportunity to boast on our behalf, that you may have an answer to those who boast in appearance and not in heart. For if we are beside ourselves, it is for God. Or if we are a sound mind, it is for you. For the love of Christ compels us, because we judge thus, that if one died for all, then all died. And he died for all, that those who live should live no longer for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again. Now he's basically saying, if I'm crazy, I'm crazy for God. And it's a pretty simple sentiment, isn't it? But what the Apostle Paul understood and recognized, that if this story was true, that any who truly live, that is, have eternal life and spiritual life, live because they are living for him. That if what he claimed to be true was true, then in reality, everything is about that. And our focus, our efforts, our lives should be centered in the reality of the resurrection of Christ and what that means for us. Now, the kicker to all this is that the Apostle Paul knew for a certainty that it was true. You'll remember that on the road to Damascus, last of all, as one born out of due time, the Lord Jesus appeared to him. And when he asked, who are you, Lord? He said, I am Jesus, whom you're persecuting. The Apostle Paul had absolutely no doubt that Jesus Christ was the resurrected King of the Jews, the anointed one, the Messiah of man. And he lived his life from that day forward in that recognition. Single-minded, zealous to the point where people looked at him like there was something a little bit off about him as a result of that faith and that zeal that he expressed. And so all that is left is for us to ask that question with regard to us in our lives, the way we conduct ourselves, our resolute determination to serve God, to put Christ first in everything, to be zealous for him. Are we living in such a way as to where people look at us and consider us a little bit different, a little bit out there, peculiar, a little bit beside ourselves as a result of our faith? Because I'm afraid that if that is not the case, that might be an indication that there is something that is missing, something that is not as it should be. So consider your faith and your conviction and how encompassing that is with regard to your life as to whether or not Jesus Christ truly has that preeminent place for you. It did for Paul, and that's something that was obvious, something that people reminded him of from time to time. Paul, you're mad. You're beside yourself. And it may be that if we live for Christ as he did, that some might say the same thing about us. So consider those things. We offer an invitation at this time, not knowing if there may be one who is here tonight who wants to begin to be known as someone different. A disciple of Jesus Christ, acknowledging that it's all about Him. If that's the case, and if you'll repent of your sins, confess Him as Lord, and be baptized to have your sins washed away, then you can begin that Christian walk. We offer that opportunity to you. If there is something amiss in your life, some encouragement that we can offer to you, anything that we can do to help you spiritually, we offer ourselves to you. We invite you to come. While together we stand, while we sing.